In the name of Jesus, amen. Our collect for the day really sums up our first and third reading, our gospel reading, and our reading from Ecclesiastes. We're going to look at our reading from Ecclesiastes in our message today. But to go back to our collect, which collects the themes of the day from God's word. Your divine wisdom, O Lord, sets all things in order in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all things hurtful and give those things which are beneficial to us. Our first reading today is from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes is a book of wisdom. Wisdom includes, right, both knowing and doing. It's applied knowledge. We can think of Ecclesiastes as a universal book of common sense. Common sense, right? May not be so common. We might know that. That's the old joke. But our reading today from Ecclesiastes starts with a common sense experience of life, a common experience of being human. From our first reading today, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, he who loves money will never be satisfied with money. He who loves wealth with this income, this is a vanity. Now the word vanity here really means more like a vapor. A chasing after wind. Thus wealth is like a vapor, a chasing after the wind which we cannot see or hold on to, meaning money comes and goes. Wisdom recognizes that chasing what comes and goes is like a vanity project or a vapor or meaningless and never enough. It does not satisfy common sense. And our first reading goes on from Ecclesiastes to say, there's a grievous evil that I've seen under the sun. Riches were kept by his owner, actually to his hurt. Riches lost in a bad venture. The market crashes. Hurt feelings. A father loses his investments with bad investments. Loses the wealth, our reading says. The father of a son, nothing to give the son. Shameful, as we came from our mother's womb with nothing, so shall we go again, naked as he came, to take nothing of his toil carried away. Life is but a breath. There is a grievous evil, I said. Just as he came, so shall he go. Moreover, all his days he eats in darkness, much vexation, in sickness and worry and anger. Common sense, right? The love of money, it says in Scripture, is the root of all kinds of evil. Scripture teaches this. God knows we need money and wealth, but that love of it is the root of all kinds of insidious thoughts and behavior. You can think of it as through this craving, Scripture says, that some have wandered away from the faith, pierced themselves with many pangs, or as Jesus said, how difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Scripture puts it this way, too, free from yourself, from the love of money. Be content with what you have. Jesus has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. These are true. It's still true today. They're difficult teaching for us. After all, we're near Wall Street here, aren't we? American culture just seems to shame based on money. We shame each other for not having enough. We feel shame for not having enough. Not being the right class, not having the right jobs, not having the right income portfolio. Come on, as Christians, common sense, we should know better. In Christ, our lives of faith, we're all one. Neither slave nor free, Scripture says, all one class in Jesus of forgiven. We have the riches of Christ, his salvation, his peace. Therefore, we're to live at peace with one another and make the best of what we have in this life, to be generous where we can be generous. Our first reading from Ecclesiastes today goes on to add this about finding peace and contentment in a shame-based culture of wealth. Behold or look, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink, to find enjoyment in all the toil and the work which one toils under the sun every day of one's life, that God has given to do, for this is the lot. Everyone also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them, to accept it, to rejoice in it as a gift of God. And then it goes on this wonderful note of peace. Did you catch it in our first reading? He will not much remember the days of his life because God keeps him occupied, not with worry, but with joy. Occupied with joy in the heart. With every passing fall, which leads to winter, it's good to remember, right? The passing seasons, how few and short our lives really are. God is eternal. Ecclesiastes Common Sense says this again and again, but our lives are brief. We're going to sing about it later. Time, like an ever-flowing stream, soon bears us all away. With the short time that God has given us, how are we to live? Ecclesiastes commends us to make the most of it. The most of our lives to see that it's gifts of God in all that we do. The gift of life. Isn't it beautiful? It's the first gift we all receive. It's given to us. The wonderful gift of life. All of our work and wealth and time and loved ones, gifts of God. Our lives, our lot, our work, all the gift of God, as Ecclesiastes affirms again and again. And we remember all of this as gifts of God from the Father of lights, from whom comes every good and perfect gift. Our lives will flow by in peace, in a contentment that can be found. As it says in Ecclesiastes, one will not much remember the days of one's life in worry or vexation. God keeps us occupied with joy in the heart. Joy will make our days pass in peace and wholeness. There's a common sense promise, common sense, in our first reading today from Ecclesiastes, a promise that's common to our situation as humans, if we but see it. When we see our lives, our work, our challenges, our burdens even, as gifts, God will keep us occupied with joy and purpose and meaning in our hearts. God will give our hearts joy. Joy, Scripture says. Or happiness, Scripture says. Or contentment, Scripture says. Or peace. Make the most of what God has given. And in your living, recognize all that we have is a gift of God. What a beautiful, common sense approach to life. Ecclesiastes is a common sense book. And it's a book, I think, that invites reflection on living common sense ways for others. Christian witness for common sense. How can we witness to Christ right in our daily lives? One clear and concrete way that all of us can live our lives witnessing to Christ in common sense is to be occupied with doing our best, with joy in our hearts, a striving for excellence, this joy from work that is honest and well done. It is attractive to others. It is. It is engaging. You know, we all know, right? We live in a restless culture. It's a restless country. There's a craving in, with, and under our society for more and more wealth and status. This restless craving is everywhere. It stresses out. It tears apart relationships. It stresses out kids in school. It lies. It cheats. It divides. It conquers. It rips apart marriages, rips it apart, burns out even the brightest hopes. This restless craving, it knows no limits. It steals the future. It steals lives. Ecclesiastes says, common sense, this is not to be. Oh, there's a grievous evil under the sun, our reading says. The one who loves money will never be satisfied. It's a vapor. It's a chasing after the wind. It's empty. But everyone, also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them, as our first reading says, power to enjoy them, to accept it as a gift. This is a gift of God. That person won't much remember the days of drudgery or need because God keeps us occupied with joy in our hearts. And while there's no shortage of craving or greed or emptiness in our culture, there's certainly, let me tell you, there's certainly a need for more joy, more happiness, more peace. Psalm 16:9, my heart and my soul explode with joy. Full of glory, even my body will rest confident and secure. As Christians, we're about a joy explosion. And if we're not living the common sense life God wants us to. We have the joy. We have the knowledge in our innermost selves, as Scripture says. Life is a gift of God. God gives all that we have. We have a deeper joy as Christians, deep down in our hearts, that Jesus Christ is our Savior, that this joy is eternal life given to us in faith, joy to multiply day after day unto life everlasting. This joy that we can do the best with our abilities, with all the gifts God gives to us, the joy that hard work and grace to see everything as gifts of God, a contentment, a lasting happiness and peace. In a world of drudgery of jobs, isn't this attractive? Isn't this engaging? Isn't this kind of joy enthralling? Won't others see it in us? It makes hours and lives fly by with peace and purpose. I love watching children do something they love, using their abilities and just losing hours in doing that work, giving of their abilities in time and in talent. What's something that we're really good at, that God gives us all, right? A variety of gifts and talents. If you're like me, when you apply yourself to that, what happens? When you apply yourself to that in sincerity and in good purpose and hope, time flies by. We don't even notice the time passing. It's true for kids. It's true for all ages. We find joy in work and labor. This is a promise. This is common sense. Our reading from Ecclesiastes, a contentment life. After all, it's all a gift, all of this, all that we have from God. How can we as Christians witness Christ in our daily lives? You might not have the opportunity like me to stand up and say it publicly, but what can we say? What can we do? One clear and concrete way that we can do this is to live our lives occupied with doing our best, with joy in our hearts. This striving for excellence, this joy that is from honest work well done, this is common sense. It's for the common good. This is welcoming and engaging wisdom. Amen.